Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back all the way to 1999, and he is the chief home officer. He's one of the guys that helps us put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially for micropreneurs, especially for the smaller parts of the small business sector. He's the author of a number of books on the topic. He's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me yet again. Thanks for tolerating me yet again.
After all these years, we're glad to have you back. Home office know-how, teleworking and telecommuting, or maybe telecommuting and teleworking. I always forget, Jeff, which one comes first, but those are some of Jeff's books. An award-winning journalist, I might add. Jeff, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I know you've been thinking about and working and writing, probably writing about lately, is what I call the rules of selling. In the traditional marketplace, if you walk up to somebody face-to-face in a traditional marketplace, you can stick your hand out and say, "Hi, I'm Jim." And they say, "What do you do?" And you say, "This is what I do, and how can I help you?" And you can start talking about a product or a service, and you guys can do business right there.
Right.
Online, in the social media world, it's a lot different, isn't it?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Social media is, we think of it as blasting everything out there. You know, my kids did this, my business is doing that, you know, all these different things that we're talking about and constantly being out there and sort of rubbing in the face of others. But, you know, really it can be a much subtler play and much more in tune with your personality. I mean, if you're outgoing, gregarious, you know, people know you as talking a lot about not braggadocio, but talking about your accomplishments, things that have gone on, things that make you happy and, you know, whatever, then sure. But if you're a subtler sort of marketer, it can and should play into that as well, into how you work and how you live and run your business. So it's really important.
Well, there are two people who find you in social media communities have two levels of expectations. If they go on your company website, then they expect to hear, expect to see something about how you're serving the community, about how your products work for people, how to use it, maybe, you know, tutorials, maybe some video or something like that. They expect to see that kind of thing. They don't expect to be hammered with a sales pitch.
Right.
But they do expect to see it to be more company, more product-centric.
Right.
Whereas your personal pages, they may know that you are part of this company, you own the company that has that other page, but that's not you don't come across on those pages with a commercial message. It's almost subliminal on those pages, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and a lot of the ways we look at it is, like you said, when you have what you call a fan page on Facebook, it's something for your company,
right,
for your brand, whatever that may be. You can be a consultant or you can run a storefront, and so you have a fan page. You can make offers in the marketplace, you know, come in today for a 2-for-1 special, or, you know, this week only, or you talk about industry insights and tips and things that people can learn from, and they expect that, and they expect the offers. But when it's a personal page, you can do kind of the same thing, not all the offers and the like, and some may be listening and disagreeing and say, "I do that all the time," and to each his own based on how his or her, how they play the social media, as well as how their audience has come to expect and accept the things that they do. But yeah, you should, when it's a personal page, it allows you to tone it down and take a whole different approach. So, for example, there's a gentleman down here. I'm in South Florida. There's a gentleman down here who runs a PC company, and he does network work for small clients of in up to 50, 100 seats, as they say. Mm-hmm. And so he'll talk about he's driving to a client here, and the traffic is insane. You know, and he always has a bit of attitude, you know, sort of humor. It's not like I'm driving to a client to do a network install of 400, you know, whatever. So, and it comes across more subtle. And so you're not, it's not in your face, but you are getting the message, and it's getting it as a gentle reminder of what this gentleman does, but it's couched mm-hmm. in a broader message. So whether he's giving a traffic report because he's stuck on I-95, or whether he's talking about the weather and having to head out in what is an ugly right. day to go service
it's
a client.
It's a different, the context is important, isn't it?
The context is important, and it makes him, A, it makes him human. And B, it works his message right into it, gently right. and subtly. And if you didn't know what he does, it wouldn't come across as a sales pitch. And it'd be just another guy making a comment about traffic, about weather, or about, you know, this guy who cut him off today, or, you know, or about being happy, or his cats, you know, all the things you kind of expect on Facebook.
Now, so folks, the bottom line on this is, on your own personal pages, your own personal community that you're reaching out to, less is better.
Right.
Err on the side of less in terms of commercial, in terms of the commercial angle that you use, the degree of commercial message you're trying to get across. Even though you're tempted to stick it in there, less is better, because it's amazing how much when you're on those pages and you see someone trying to push a little too hard, it's right. really your antenna runs up, and I call it the cringe factor.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're subtle. We're susceptible to it. We're susceptible as marketers to falling into the trap. And our radar, the antenna, is always attuned for many of us. Sort of becomes suspicious. We become cynical.
And
we say, "This is not the place
Jeff,
to market
yourself."
And Jeff, the
thing is this isn't. This isn't a new phenomenon. I mean, if you're in a social setting, you're at a party, and somebody who's attending the party with you continually brings up their business, you know, you get the cringe factor there too. So this is not something that's just happened since social media started. What do you think?
Right. Oh, this is timeless. This is timeless. This goes back to, and it can be an in-person thing. You're out at a networking event,
yep.
and you break out your business card. Say, "Hey, I'm Jeff Sabar.
Yep.
I work for Chief Home Officer." Da 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 da. You know, everyone cringes. Take it light. Back off. Enjoy the moment.
That's right. Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We're going to be right back after these messages and talk some more with our good friend Jeff Sabar. He is the Chief Home Officer. That's his website, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.